KHUM is freeform independent radio from Humboldt County, California. Learn more at khum.com.
Happy trails to you.
All righty, ladies and gentlemen, it is time once again for another edition of Happy Trails. As we keep our eyes on the prize, a regional trail system all throughout Humboldt County, and we're getting closer all the time. Today, Carol Vandermeer and I are talking with Ben Moorhead of the Trinidad Coastal Land Trust. There are all kinds of great trails in that neck of the woods, and soon to be linking into the Hammond Trail as well. We'll be talking about all of that coming up. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, Cliff.
Good morning, Cliff.
Good morning, indeed. So, Ben, thanks for taking the time to talk with us. Power is still out there in Trinidad?
Yes, I'm in the dark.
You're in the dark.
My cell phone here.
Okay, well, at least your cell phone is working. That is good. Sometimes when the power goes out, even the cell phones don't work because sometimes the cell towers go down too. So, good. That is working. And everyone else who is dealing with the power outage right now, the crews are doing their best. They're stretched pretty thin right now. Anyway, let's talk trails in Trinidad.
Yes, well, gosh, the Trinidad Coastal Land Trust has a long history in Trinidad. The organization was formed in 1978,
mm-hmm.
and today we own and manage 20 different properties in the greater Trinidad area from Little River up to Big Lagoon.
Wow.
And these include some of Trinidad's most popular public access trails and beaches. The properties that we own in the area are the Huda Point Camel Rock property with the three trails down to a couple of the beach coves and the popular surfing spot there. So our land trust, a few times a year we get volunteers and, clean up the property, maintain the trails, and just make sure everything's safe and tidy.
Fantastic.
Also, the Baker Beach Trail. Probably a lot of folks have been out there, but maybe not everybody. It's got a low-profile trailhead, but it's a little bit south of the town of Trinidad on Scenic Drive, and it's just an amazing beach cove for, tide pooling and just keeping out of the wind on a sunny day.
Now, is there some kind of place where folks can go to check out all these different trails, get an idea of where they are? Is there a website or a flyer that you guys have?
Yeah, thanks for asking. So, we do have a website, TrinidadCoastalLandTrust.org. But also, if folks want to hear about some of the events and the work days and the guided hikes that we're going to be promoting this spring and summer, they should go to the website and sign up, on our email list. And then we send them out occasional invitations for events.
Okay. And there are some events that are upcoming, right?
Yeah.
And
we're
also there
on
are.
Facebook, too. So check it, like us on Facebook and you'll get some info.
Carol, let's
yeah,
hear
I'd
about
like
some
to inter- Yeah, tell you a little bit. I'm really privileged to be working with Ben and the Trinidad Coastal Land Trust that we are just about to launch an education program thanks to a grant the Trinidad Coastal Land Trust got from the State
Yay.
Coastal Conservancy. Yay! And that education program is going to include everything from working with school groups to summer public guided walks. We're going to be initiating a volunteer program to recruit some ambassadors to assist with these walks. And our first training is coming right up on May 7th at 2 o'clock, and it's going to be at Baker Beach, and it's focused on seaweeds, understanding the seaweeds. It's a nice low tide, and we're really lucky to be able to go out with Allison Paklumba. And so these could be anybody who's just interested in learning a little more about the coast and the intertidal and is interested in helping in any one of a number of ways with the guided walk programs. And also there's a number of stewardship events that Trinidad Coastal Land Trust sponsors, like Ben mentioned, to kind of help remove invasive species, clean up the beaches, make trail repairs. So it's really an exciting time for the Land Trust. It's been around a long time doing a lot of great work in the county, but this will be kind of a new launch of an education program.
Fantastic. That is really, really wonderful. Now, one thing that we kind of touched on and teased on a little bit is the Hammond Trail, of course, is one of the most used and appreciated trails in Humboldt County. there has been talk about extending north towards Trinidad and hooking into the Little River Trail. Ben, can you talk to us about how that's looking?
Yeah, that's really exciting. Well, to start, about a year and a half ago, the Land Trust purchased a piece of property from Green Diamond that is located right along the coastal stretch north of Clam Beach, mm-hmm. Adjacent to the Little River State Beach parcel. So that is a piece of property that we own, and we want to, and we are working to, with partners to develop a plan to, you know, extend the Hammond Trail north across this new parcel that we own, across the Little River Bridge, connecting to the south end of Scenic Drive. And we've been, you know, informally talking about this for the past year. I'm actually presenting at the HCOG meeting this April 20th. It's the Humboldt County Association of Governments. I'm trying to, you know, rally the county and Caltrans and the other, you know, agency partners to prioritize this project and help us, you know, get a grant to pursue the permits and the engineering.
Fantastic. Very exciting. And of course, one of the challenges, the big challenges, of course, is getting across a little river. How is that proposed?
Oh my gosh. Well, there is a feasibility study that was developed by the Redwood Community Action Agency. And that feasibility study is online. It is, it's located at the website of the Redwood Community Action Agency, which is naturalresourcesservices.org, and their documents section. It's a 100-page plus feasibility study that goes through different alternatives and was funded by the Coastal Conservancy. It's a preferred alternative is a cantilever bridge off of the existing Highway 101 bridge crossing the Little River.
Mm-hmm.
That would be the most difficult aspect of the project.
Sure.
The trails, the connecting trail to the north and south would be an extension of the Hammond Trail sort of along the dune edge adjacent to the highway.
Fantastic. So this cantilevered bridge off of the existing bridge, how would that mm-hmm. how would that work exactly? And would that be pretty expensive?
Well, it's going to take a lot of permitting, engineering, and, you know, yes, it will be expensive. We're going to have to address all the environmental concerns and, you know, work with Caltrans and the state to make sure everything is permitted. And, you know, it's going to be complicated. That'll be, you know, out of my hands. We're going to be consulting with the right engineers and folks to help us get there. But at this point, it's on paper and it's in the feasibility study. We submitted a grant last summer that was a cooperative grant submitted by the city of Trinidad with support from the county and the Humboldt County Association of Governments and the Land Trust. And it was we were denied a approximately $1 million grant to move forward on the permitting and the engineering. So it's back to the drawing board, and we're working on another grant.
Okay, so are grants the likely way this is going to be eventually mm-hmm. funded?
Yeah, definitely. That's our, you know, most likely source of funding for a project like this. It's the same agencies and grant programs that fund many of the public use trails, including, you know, the Humboldt Bay Trail.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
so
these are pretty big projects.
A year or two or more off, but you know, in the end, the vision will happen, and it's going to be an extension of the Hammond Trail where folks can, you know, ride their bike. You know, eventually it would be Eureka to Patrick's Point.
Fantastic. That is really exciting. At this point, you know, we our family loves the Hammond Trail. We take it as far as we can at this point, all the way to Clam Beach, and then make the round trip back. But I'm looking forward to the day, and it's not that far off, when we'll be able to get on the Hikshari Trail at the park and ride at Elk River Road, and take that all the way through Eureka, hop on the Bay Trail, take that all the way to Arcata, and then hop on the Hammond Trail all the way to Trinidad.
It It's a great vision, isn't it?
Yeah, and we'll it's not that far off. It was like I hope I could see this in my lifetime. It's looking more and more likely that I'll be able to ride that with the family.
Yeah, it is quite a process.
Go ahead. Yeah, I was going to say the neat thing is that the property ownership sets this up to happen. So, the hardest part or the ownership issues are resolved, and now it's just a matter of, getting some funding and doing some heavy duty engineering and permit allowances.
Yep, and that's always a process, and that's always a big part of the process. And of course, I think there can also be some, grants are always important, but I think some local fundraising wouldn't be out of the question either.
Yeah, I know.
No, and that's something that we're doing.
Yeah, right. Yep. And there is an effort underway to start the Humboldt Bay Trail Fund, which is really to support connecting that trail, first and foremost between Eureka and Arcata, but also it's a long-term fund that's going to help support all the network of trails that will connect to adjacent communities like Trinidad and Blue Lake and Fortuna. So, I think that public-private partnership is really, really important. And I think the Trinidad Coastal Land Trust has been doing some really, really innovative, great partnerships. And one of them that's interesting that connects with some of those other trails that Ben mentioned earlier is the Coastal National Monument. And I wonder, Ben, if you could talk a little bit about how your work and how that kind of integrates with what the Trinidad Coastal Land Trust does.
Yeah, so the California Coastal National Monument has been expanded. It currently includes all of the offshore rocks up and down the California coast that was designated in the year 2000. But just this year, in January of 2017, there were an expansion of the designation to include new onshore properties. And Humboldt County was lucky enough to receive designation for 3 out of the 5 onshore units that were proposed. And a portion of Trinidad Head that's owned by the BLM is currently or is one of these newly designated California Coastal National Monument units. I'll mention the other two. They are the Lighthouse Ranch property out on Table Bluff next to the Wyatt Tribe Reservation, as well as the Lost Coast Headlands near Centerville Beach past Ferndale there. Those properties are all currently managed by the BLM, but, under this new designation of a national monument, which will, just help to promote coastal conservation and public access and, just resource protection of the coastal rocks. So Trinidad Head being that, it just lends itself to more environmental education and interpretive walks and hikes. The BLM is developing their lighthouse management plan that will allow public access to the lighthouse under under restrictions and such. Another big project that relates to the California Coastal National Monument, or I'm trying to make a connection, is Strawberry Rock. The Strawberry Rock Trail is one of our county's most popular trails, but as many know, it is officially private property owned by Green Diamond Timber Company. But our land trust just recently signed an option agreement with Green Diamond that gives us 3 years of exclusive priority to try to purchase the trail. We would like to purchase that Strawberry Rock Trail to include a beautiful 25-acre redwood grove and, of course, the Strawberry Rock itself, and make it a permanent, publicly protected trail. It currently isn't. The ownership could change in the future and something, could happen. So we want to take the opportunity to try to raise money again through public agency grants and foundations and fundraising to purchase the Strawberry Rock Trail.
Well, best of luck on that. That's definitely a worthy project. That is for sure. And kudos to Green Diamond. They have been pretty cooperative when it comes to this kind of a thing.
Yes.
All right, so we are pretty much out of time. Are there any things that we need to touch on that we have neglected thus far?
Yeah, I would like to also say, as I mentioned, Trinidad Coastal Land Trust is starting a public guided walk program, and there's one that is scheduled for May 29th, and it's a great opportunity to go out with an intertidal expert, explore the intertidal around Trinidad Head, and then also see the Working Lighthouse will be open. The BLM will have that open. So that's on May 29th at 9 a.m.
So fantastic.
Mark your calendars.
A couple more dates I have to share, Cliff.
Yeah.
Hey, so real quick, our land trust functions out of a new gallery space that's less than a year old in Trinidad. It's behind the library. We call it the Simmons Gallery, and we've been participating in the Trinidad Art Nights. And the first art night this year is Cinco de Mayo, May 5th. And our land trust is hosting a huge celebration with music and food and celebrating a new art exhibit that we have that we will be showing featuring Marvin Trump and his work on Camel Rock. So it's different interpretations of, you know, of Camel Rock and the coastline. It should be very interesting, and that is going to be shared more on our Facebook and our website. But May 5th is that day, and then actually the next day, May 6th, we're working with an AmeriCorps volunteer team to do ivy removal on the Little River Trail parcel at the end of Scenic Drive. So for folks, everyone's invited to attend either of those events, and as well as our May 7th, 3 days in a row, the May 7th seaweed walk for helping to train our hike volunteers.
Fantastic.
And more information to share on that.
Okay, and before we wrap up, give that website again.
Yes, TrinidadCoastalLandTrust.org. Please check it out and sign up for our email event list, where you'll get an occasional email with events. And also our Facebook, we post stuff on there too.
Fantastic. All right, Ben Moorhead, thanks for taking the time to talk with us today. Really mm-hmm. appreciate that. And Carol, thank you so much for co-hosting and pulling all this together. Appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, Cliff.
You bet. To this conversation on Happy Trails, as all conversations on Happy Trails, you will find podcasts at iTunes and at khum.com. Just look for Happy Trails.
Happy Trails to you.